At the Sunday Law in the United States, when the issue starts, the purification of the church starts, and the other children in Babylon begin to see the issue as the faithful in Adventism who have been sealed, who are receiving the latter rain, who are being dragged into court for being faithful, and this issue is being broadcast on TVs and radios and newspaper around the world. And brothers and sisters, if we had time, we would show you that one of the parallels in the Bible of this broadcasting of this message was at Nebuchadnezzar's image, because Sister White at least 11 times says the testing image of Nebuchadnezzar of Daniel 3 is symbolizing the Sunday Law. And we see at that test every representative from all the kingdoms of the world there watch this take place. And they see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, symbolizing God's faithful during the Sunday Law testing time, get thrown into the flaming fire of furnace, and they carry that message to the world. They go home and they tell everyone what went on. Well, when we get thrown into the fiery furnace at the Sunday Law, if we're faithful, that message is going to get carried to the world. And at that time, those people in Babylon that have been studying and attempting to come up with the truth, they're going to understand the issues, and they're going to come in and they're going to take the crowns of the unfaithful in Adventism that have already closed their probation. Probation will have closed for those that are sealed and for those that receive the mark of the beast. And we're going to look more closely at that. Every seventh day should understand this. But brothers and sisters, no one receives the mark of the beast until the law is enforced. But when the law is enforced, no one receives the mark of the beast unless they have light or have had opportunity to have light on the subject of Sabbath and Sunday. And when the Sunday Law arrives in the United States, and it arrives here first, when it arrives, there's only one group corporately that will be held accountable for understanding the issues of Sabbath and Sunday, and it's the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And because they will be accountable for that, they will be tested by it first. And they will demonstrate whether they prepared a character for the seal of God or the mark of the beast. And this is what's so clearly being described by Sister White here. Back to the quote. When those who have had abundance of light throw off the restraint which the word of God imposes and make void his law, others will come in to fill their places and take their crown. While many have reduced the word, the truth, the holy law of Jehovah to a dead letter, and by their example testify that the law of Jehovah is a hard, rigorous burden, while they say, we will lay off this yoke, we will be free, we will no longer remain in covenant relationship with God, we will do as we please, there will be men who have had very meager opportunities